From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union, State Attorney General Letitia James is attempting to get the lawsuit filed by President Donald Trump July 23rd in federal court in the District of Columbia dismissed or at least moved to federal court in New York. The lawsuit is to stop New York from releasing Trump's tax returns. The New York legislature passed the Trust Act earlier this year, allowing certain congressional committees to access copies of the state tax returns of certain elections officials, including the U.S. president. James said in a statement, and I quote, "Today's motion argues that we've said from the outset that this case has no place in the D.C. courts. While Trump has spent his career hiding behind lawsuits, this premature suit will not move forward until the question regarding jurisdiction is settled. We look forward to making our case during oral arguments later this month. We maintained that the Trust Act is constitutional and that we will vigorously defend it," end quote. Trump lawyers are arguing his First Amendment rights are being violated, as he says the state law retaliates against him for his political beliefs. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that over 50 protesters turned out for a vigil over refugees held in cages at the United States southern border August 10th in front of the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. The Ulster Immigrant Defense Network and TRUA, the Rabbinic Call for Human Rights, sponsored the action, which also commemorated Tisha B'Av, the day Jews mourn the destruction of the First and Second Temples. During the event, there were readings of passages from the Book of Lamentations and quotations from immigrants and asylum seekers in detention camps. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Tom Precious reports in the Buffalo News that industry groups and environmentalists agree that the state's new plastic bag ban is too vague and needs improvement. On March 1st, next year, food stores and other retailers won't be putting purchases in plastic bags. But options differ if tote bags made of plastic or with a bit of plastic in the handles are also prohibited. All agree that the law only applies to businesses and consumers can bring whatever bags they want to stores. The original bill had very specific language about what was legal or illegal, but when the measure was added to the April state budget bill, Cuomo and lawmakers changed the definitions and instead banned, and I quote, any plastic bag, end quote. Plastic bags are still allowed for bulk items such as vegetables and fruit, drug prescriptions, trash, storage, garments, takeout orders, and delivered newspapers. The story says the state's Department of Environmental Conservation may issue a regulation to clear up some industry confusion or put out a question and answer guidance document on the new law. Read more about this story in the Buffalo News. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico that in Albany, when state legislators can't get something passed, want to delay a proposal, or find out more about an issue, they often call on state agencies to conduct a study. This year alone, there were more than 100 pieces of legislation with the phrase, and I quote, conduct a study, end quote, in the title. Now two legislators are backing a bill called a study on studies that mandates a study of all those studies. State Senator James Skoufis from Orange County and Queens Assemblyperson Brian Barnwell are sponsoring the bill to study studies and find out if they are wasting time and taxpayer resources. Skoufis said, and I quote, "We do need to, as silly as it sounds, study all these study bills. Perhaps, if nothing else, it will shine a light on this issue and make us think twice about just doing study bills to make a political statement," end quote. Read more about this story at Politico. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.